Okay, my friends, our friends.
This is our book.
This is our book for today. It is called Let's Pop, Pop, Popcorn. It was written by Cynthia Schumerth, and it's illustrated by Mary Reeves Hughes. And it's read today by Mommy and
Mrs. Zircon.
Mrs. Zircon. What a fun name.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Zircon.
Okay. So let's read this book. Let's pop, pop, popcorn. Wait, why are we reading this book? Do we love popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do. What is my favorite? What is fun fact? What is Mommy's favorite snack?
Popcorn.
That's right.
What's your favorite meal? Popcorn, cheese, and apples.
Yeah, that's totally true. A big bowl of popcorn, especially if it's homemade popcorn, because Mommy likes to make it fresh. Ew. Let's read about how this works. Ready? Okay. Dig the ground up with a hoe. And that's a special kind of tool that you use in a garden. It's got a flat bit of metal on it, and it digs the seeds, and it digs the ground up. Then you plant the seeds and hope they grow. What seeds do you think it might be that they're planting? Ooh. Sunshine warms them in the earth. Raindrops fall to quench their thirst. Thrives like magic. Sprouts appear green and tender. Finally here. Oh my goodness. Friends, look at that.
They can't see.
They cannot see. You have to describe it. What do you see?
A tiny little sprout and then a bigger one. 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 And then an even bigger one. And then an actual huge one.
Sprouts, bright green sprouts are pushing up from the dark brown earth. Every day we pull the weeds, protecting plants we've grown from seeds. Yep, you want to make sure they don't get the weeds in. The weeds will choke them out. Knee high, waist high, past our heads. That's how tall corn grows. Ears sprout hair that's fuzzy red.
Wow!
Did you know that? That corn at first has got bright red fuzzy looking fluff coming out of it?
Mm-hmm. No.
It does. Pick before the frost arrives. Shuck them clean so each one dries. So it's true. They have brightly colored bits at the end of fluff and feathers. And so they'll pull the ears of corn off of these stalks, the corn stalks. Then they shuck them. Do you know what it means to shuck corn?
No.
Okay, so when
you shock them with an electric boot?
No, you're not shocking them. You're shucking them. Shuck. Mm-hmm. When you shuck something, you're going to rip off the bits of plant. There's kind of like pulling back the petals of a flower. But inside is the corn. Then plunk, plink, plunk, plink. Find a pot, and not just any pot. You want to have a really good pot to put those dried corn bits in, and then heat those kernels good and hot. Have you ever wondered why popcorn pops?
It's because the thing explodes.
It's right here. Here's what happens. Steam builds around each kernel's germ. Puffs the starch called endosperm. Not strong enough to hold this load. Kaboom! The shells, called pericarps, explode. Steam builds around each of these little kernels, the little kernels that you're putting in the pot. They have bits in them called endosperm. Okay.
And the endosperm explodes.
That's the starch. Yep.
The endosperm.
And it
is
says,
like,
"Oh, I can't take this heat!" Ah, pop.
The endosperm.
Mhm.
It's like, it's basically like TNT.
Mhm.
But when you heat it up, it goes like this.
Sure enough.
Kaboom!
First one pop, then pops galore.
Kaboom! Kaboom! Kaboom!
And then shake, 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 and then shake some more. The popping stops, the work is done, and now it's time for popcorn fun. This is the best part right here. Pour it in our favorite dish, butter, salt, then give a swish. Lick our fingers, delish. Pop, pop, popcorn. So, popcorn might be America's favorite snack. It is fun, affordable, and tastes great. So let's make some. But first, let's learn about corn. There are four basic types of corn. Dent corn, for feeding livestock. Flint corn, which is also called Indian corn. And it's mostly used for decoration. Mm-hmm. Sweet corn, which is known as corn on the cob. And popcorn. Well, the makeup of popcorn is what makes it special. Each kernel has three parts. The pericarp, which is the hull, okay, and it protects the endosperm, or the germ, and the germ inside the kernel. Now, the endosperm is made up of starch and a small amount of water. And the water in the endosperm is essential for the kernel to pop, right? The starch in the endosperm is the food for the germ, and the germ is the living part of the kernel. Now, if the seed is planted, it's the germ that will grow into the popcorn plant. And so, my friends, when the popcorn kernel is heated, the moisture in the endosperm turns into steam, and the steam softens the starch of the endosperm, which makes it expand. And as the starch expands, it pushes against the inside of the kernel until the hull explodes with a pop, and all this pressure causes the kernel to turn itself inside out. And the hull ends up on the inside of the puffy white starch, which is what we see and call popcorn. The popped kernel will end up about 40 to 50 times larger than when it started. And the outer hull of the kernel is cracking before popping, and the moisture inside can escape, and the kernel will dry out, and these kernels will. So if the outer hull of the kernel is cracked before popping, the moisture can escape, and the kernel will dry out, and then that kernel will not pop. And the unpopped kernels that are left after popping are called old maids. How sad for them. So, popcorn comes in two shapes. There's snowflake and there's mushroom. Snowflake is the shape that you will see if you get the popcorn at a ball game or at a movie theater. And mushroom shaped is a confectionery or sweet treat, like a caramel corn that you get like at a theme park for making popcorn balls. Okay?
Yeah, and Disneyland has the best mushrooms.
They do. They really do.
But snowflakes are the best homemade.
Best are. They definitely are. And now, there is a recipe here in the back of the book on how you can make your own popcorn. But my friends, I also am a popcorn connoisseur. Fun fact about mommy. And if you go over to my Amazon affiliates page, you will see I have provided you with the necessary tools to make the best popcorn of your life. And they're not paying me to say this. This is just truly how it is. But if you're making homemade popcorn, you gotta have a Whirly Pop because they make the best popcorn. And I would not lead you astray, I promise you. So I'll link it there. You can make popcorn the way mommy and Philip make popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn! Yeah.
Which we do all the time because it's our favorite snack. And that, my friends, is...
The end.
You want to go make popcorn?
Yeah.
Yeah.